Luke 9. And having called together the 12, he gave them power and authority over all demons, and to heal diseases, and sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, Take nothing for the way, neither staff, nor scrip, nor bread, nor money, nor have two body coats apiece. And into whatsoever house ye enter, there abide, and thence go forth. And as many as may not receive you, going forth from that city, shake off even the dust from your feet for a witness against them. And going forth, they passed through the villages, announcing the glad tidings and healing everywhere. And Herod the Tetrarch heard of all the things which were done by him, and was in perplexity, because it was said by some that John was risen from among the dead, and by some that Elias had appeared, and by others that one of the old prophets had risen again. And Herod said, John I have beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. And the apostles, having returned, related to him whatever they had done. And he took them and withdrew apart into a desert place of a city called Bethsaida. But the crowds, knowing it, followed him. And he received them and spake to them of the kingdom of God, and cured those that had need of healing. But the day began to decline, and the 12 came and said to him, Send away the crowd, so that they may go into the villages around and into the fields and lodge and find victuals, for here we are in a desert place. And he said to them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have not more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, unless we should go and buy food for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, Make them sit down in companies by 50s. And they did so, and made them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke, and gave to the disciples to set before the crowd. And they all ate and were filled. And there was taken up of what had remained over and above to them in fragments 12 hand baskets. And it came to pass, as he was praying alone, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, Who do the crowds say that I am? But they answering said, John the Baptist, but others, Elias, and others, that one of the old prophets has risen again. And he said to them, But ye, who do ye say that I am? And Peter answering said, The Christ of God. But earnestly charging them, he enjoined them to say this to no man, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up. And he said to them all, If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, he shall save it. For what shall a man profit if he shall have gained the whole world, and have destroyed or come under the penalty of the loss of himself? For whosoever shall have been ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory, and in that of the Father, and of the holy angels. But I say unto you of a truth, there are some of those standing here who shall not taste of death until they shall have seen the kingdom of God. And it came to pass after these words, about 8 days, that taking Peter and John and James, he went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance became different, and his raiment white and effulgent. And lo, 2 men talked with him, who were Moses and Elias, who, appearing in glory, spoke of his departure which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were oppressed with sleep. But having fully awoke up, they saw his glory, and the 2 men who stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. But as he was saying these things, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there was a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And as the voice was heard, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silence, and told no one in those days any of the things they had seen. And it came to pass on the following day, when they came down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. And lo, a man from the crowd cried out, saying, Teacher, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And behold, a spirit takes him, and suddenly he cries out, and it tears him with foaming, and with difficulty departs from him after crushing him. And I besought thy disciples that they might cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring hither thy son. But as he was yet coming, the demon tore him and dragged him altogether. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and gave him back to his father. And all were astonished at the glorious greatness of God. And as all wondered at all the things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples, Do ye let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be delivered into men's hands. But they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them that they should not perceive it. And they feared to ask him concerning this saying. And a reasoning came in amongst them who should be the greatest of them. And Jesus, seeing the reasoning of their heart, having taken a little child, set it by him, and said to them, Whosoever shall receive this little child in my name receives me, and whosoever shall receive me receives him that sent me. For he who is the least among you all, he is great. And John answering said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in thy name, and we forbade him because he follows not with us. And Jesus said to him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against you is for you. And it came to pass, when the days of his receiving up were fulfilled, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face. And having gone, they entered into a village of the Samaritans, that they might make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was turned as going to Jerusalem. And his disciples James and John, seeing it, said, Lord, wilt thou that we speak that fire come down from heaven and consume them, as also Elias did? But turning, he rebuked them and said, Ye know not of what spirit ye are. And they went to another village. And it came to pass, as they went in the way, one said to him, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest, Lord. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven roosting places, but the Son of Man has not where he may lay his head. And he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me to go first and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Suffer the dead to bury their own dead, but do thou go and announce the kingdom of God. And another also said, I will follow thee, Lord, but first allow me to bid adieu to those at my house. But Jesus said to him, No one having laid his hand on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.